Caesar Goodson's lawyer began building an argument yesterday that the city police department, and not Goodson, was at fault in the death of Freddie Gray in April of 2015 from a spinal injury he suffered in the back of a police van. Goodson was the driver of that van. His administrative trial enters its fifth day today. Yesterday, Goodson's lawyer, Sean Malone, pointed to the 2016 U.S. Justice Department report that was sharply critical of the Baltimore Police Department. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi was at the trial board hearing yesterday. She's on the line now. Dominique, walk us through this. We already know the U.S. Justice Department's investigation led to the consent decree to bring sweeping reforms to the city police department. But how did Malone use the Justice Department's investigation against the police department in this case?
Well, Malone pointed to sections of the report that cited the use of excessive force as part of a core operating procedure in the Baltimore City Police Department, and the failure of the department to provide adequate training to its officers. In addition, you'll recall much has been said and been made of Goodson or any other officer's failure to seatbelt Gray in the back of the van. So Malone called on Lieutenant Robert Quick Jr. Quick was the supervisor of Written Directives Unit at the time of Gray's arrest. Quick said that the department had changed its policies on requiring prisoners to be seatbelted in the back of police vans and on also seeking medical care for prisoners prior to Gray's arrest on April 12th. But the administrative offices of the department had failed to make officers aware of those changes.
And there was a private investigator, Michael McGee, hired by the Fraternal Order of Police to counter the police department's internal investigation that they farmed out to the Montgomery County Police, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is when the tensions were running highest.
What sort of evidence did he bring forward?
So we really saw officer being pitted against officer. Malone had previously said the department had failed to confirm that the run sheet or Goodson's daily activity log where he drove the van on the day of the incident was accurate. So Detective McGee drove the route of Goodson just last week and said that he recorded 8.1 miles on his odometer, but Goodson's actual run sheet shows that he went 11 miles.
So how did the prosecution respond to McGee's findings or his claims brought forward in the Justice Department investigation?
The prosecution lawyer, Neil Duke, didn't take issue with the difference in mileage, but did retort that the investigation by the FOP didn't reflect the same road conditions on the day of Freddie Gray's arrest. But the prosecution also did object to the DOJ's investigation as evidence because Duke said that the only part of that investigation would actually reflect this hearing. He also said that it refers to policies, rules, and regulations of what's going on in the department now. Malone countered that it was valid because it shows a failure to comply with policy changes that the department must make.
I want to take a step back and ask, this is a public hearing. Who is in the audience most of these days listening to these witness testimonies other than folks like yourself?
Really, there aren't many people in the room. Behind Goodson sits his parents most days. On the first day, I did see City Solicitor Andre Davis, but I haven't really seen any representation from City Council or those who are monitoring the consent decree. Lawrence Grand Prix, Director of Research for Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle, a Baltimore community advocacy group, also sits in the audience. I caught up with him outside after the hearing yesterday to ask him what he thought about the lack of attendance.
I would like to see more people come and understand the process. The people who I'd like to see in the crowd are the people related to the consent decree, because these are folks who are literally getting paid millions of dollars to be called themselves experts in this process. I haven't seen the folks I know who are on the consent decree team here, and that's really concerning to me personally.
There, Grand Prix was referring to the monitors that were recently selected to oversee the consent decree. The big concern for many community members and community groups is twofold. One, these trials are public, but many are concerned that the outcomes will remain private. What will happen will remain private. And second, according to Grand Prix, the community wants to see more involvement of civilians on the trial board to bring a different perspective of events that unfolded, and they're really seeking for reform in the police department of its policies and procedures.
The disciplinary trial for Goodson continues today and probably into next week, right?
Yes, it will.
Dominique Maria Benessi is WYPR's City Hall reporter and covering this story for us. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.